Greetings, Word Horde.
We're here with an exciting option for you, a version of our podcast without any ads.
That's right. No advertising interruptions, just the content you love, ready to go in your favorite podcast apps like Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
It's another way to support the show, ensuring that we keep bringing you the word stories and language explorations that you love. Try it at waywardradio.org/adfree.
And it's affordable. For just a small subscription fee, you can enjoy Away with Words uninterrupted, except by us.
Plus, it makes a great gift. Know somebody who loves language as much as you do? Give them the gift of words.
Easy to sign up, easy to enjoy. It's the same Away with Words, just streamlined for your listening pleasure. Go to waywardradio.org/adfree.
Support us, support the show, and enjoy an ad-free listening experience.
waywardradio.org/adfree. Thank you.
Support for Away with Words comes from Mozy Online Backup. Mozy protects your valuable computer files against data loss from hard drive crashes, viruses, theft, and other disasters. Find out more at mozy.com.
Welcome to another minicast from Away with Words. I'm Martha Barnett. Recently, a friend emailed to ask about a curious phrase she'd run across. A newspaper columnist argued that when it comes to fixing the economy, the Obama administration faces a Hobson's choice. In other words, the writer said, although shoring up U.S. banks may be wildly unpopular, economic recovery requires doing exactly that. Now, you might guess from the context that a Hobson's choice isn't really a choice at all. You either take what you're offered or you get nothing. A great example of a Hobson's choice is the famous declaration by automaker Henry Ford. In his 1922 autobiography, Ford wrote that his Model T would be available in any color, quote, so long as it is black. The phrase Hobson's choice goes all the way back to 17th century England. For 50 years, Thomas Hobson ran a stable near Cambridge University. There, he rented out horses to students. Old man Hobson was extremely protective of those animals, and he rented them out according to a strict rotating system. The most recently ridden horses he kept at the rear of the stable. The more rested ones he kept up front. When students came to get a horse, Hobson gave them the first one in line, that is, the most rested. He'd let them rent that horse, or none at all. Hobson and his curmudgeonly take-it-or-leave-it rule must have made quite an impression on those students. They included the great poet John Milton, who wrote a few lines about Hobson. And meanwhile, Hobson's horses left their hoofprints in our language, in a phrase that means taking what's available, or else taking nothing at all. Well, if you want to talk about language, I hope you'll choose to email us. Our address is words@waywardradio.org. Or if you want to chat online with fellow word lovers, drop by our discussion forum. You'll find that at waywardradio.org/discussion. Thanks for choosing this podcast. From Away with Words, I'm Martha Barnett.
You can support this program by making a donation at waywardradio.org/donate. Thank you.
Hey, listeners, we have a favor to ask.
We'd love for you to fill out our listener survey at gum.fm/words.
Your feedback is crucial. It's quick, and it helps us make our show even better.
It shapes our show, helps us plan, and ensures we're bringing you the content you love.
That's gum.fm/words.
Thanks for being a part of what we do.
Thank you.